the ocean in search of riches. One company would cement its legacy into the annals of history. One company would stand out as the greatest company to have ever been formed. That company was the Vereenigde Oostindische Compagnie, the Dutch East India Company, or more commonly known as the VOC. Chapter 1. The Formation of the VOC. The rise of the Dutch Republic must ever be regarded as one of the leading events of modern times. John Lothrop Motley. In 1492, an Italian under the patronage of the Spanish monarchy opened the ocean to the whole of Europe. During the subsequent years, the great powers of Europe took to the seas in search of wealth and lands to conquer. While many nations participated in the expansionist mania, there were four major colonial powers that every schoolchild knows of: England, France, Spain, and Portugal. These four were the titanic European powers that set forth in a conquest of indigenous lands across the globe. While imperialism and colonialism were the primary aims of these four nations during the Age of Exploration, a fifth nation, the Dutch, would join the fray and in doing so forge a concept that remains as the backbone of our now globalized modern world. The European Age of Exploration was already well underway, and by the time the Dutch were able to join in, the pathways were already founded by hundreds of expeditions that spanned far and wide. The Spanish, the English, and the French were largely interested in the spoils of the New World discovered by Columbus. By the time of the late 1500s, the Spanish had laid claim to the wealth of the New World, while the Portuguese had interests in the New World, Africa, India, and Indonesia. History remembers the Spanish for their exploits in the vast New World, but the Portuguese and their accomplishments are largely overlooked. The Portuguese had begun their expansion earlier and exacted their influence amongst a much larger range than the Spanish. As the 16th century came to a close, the English, the French, and the Dutch became determined to cement their place in the exploitation of the new lands and trade routes blazed by the Spanish and the Portuguese. The English and the French had their eyes set primarily on the New World, while the Dutch had their attention fixed on creating an empire of their own, not on land, as the other great nations had, but on the sea. The English and the French focused their attention on the North American continent, while the Dutch set their eyes on the spice trade in Asia. In order to accomplish their goals of entering the spice trade, the Dutch mercantile expeditions would have to break the monopoly of the Portuguese in Asia. Before the Dutch were able to launch their first expedition into the East Indies in 1595, the Portuguese maintained a stranglehold on Asiatic goods in Europe. This effectively limited expansion into the trade in the East Indies. Virtually every resource that came from Asia went through the Portuguese merchant fleets and their secret trade routes. Just 3 decades before their initial voyage, the 7 Dutch Low Countries had engaged in a revolt against the hereditary ruler, King Philip II of Spain. This religious uprising, which centered around a conflict between Catholicism and Protestantism, had birthed what would become the Dutch Republic, and soon after, the Dutch Empire. By 1595, the Dutch were at war with Spain, and due to a political union between Spain and Portugal, the Dutch had the political motive to usurp the Portuguese monopoly of trade in Asia. In 1595, a 4-ship exploratory expedition left the Netherlands, headed by Frederik de Houtman, with the destination of Banten. Banten was the primary pepper port in western Java. This first expedition met with as much adversity as it did success. The Dutch fleet committed to a battle against both the Portuguese and the indigenous population, and in the process of acquiring a profitable haul, the Dutch merchant fleet had lost nearly half of its crew. The ships returned home the next year in 1596 with a considerable profit in spices, which were used to launch additional fleets in 1598. Building on the success